earlier this year, an Amazon executive said, "We still consider ourselves a startup." This from someone who works at a company with over 100,000 employees. Amazon doesn't look like a startup, so why does it still think like one? Chris DeVore is a startup guru of sorts. He works with young startups launching in Seattle, and he says it might not look like a startup, but Amazon still acts like one.
For me, if you look at particularly the Amazon leadership principles, there's a set of ideas in there about individual accountability, transparency, intellectual honesty. And those are the things that I think people who work in big companies get cynical about. You know, you read the values on the wall about trust and integrity. But when you live in the organization, you don't feel those values. Those values aren't present. To me, what's really interesting is I think the Amazon has codified the things that you wish for in an organization, and they truly have baked them into the culture where if you talk to people at Amazon, new hires as well as longtime folks, the leadership principles come up every day, not as a cynical joke, but as a fundamental guiding light to how we should be behaving in context. I've never seen an organization at scale that has codified things and continue to embrace them and not have them become more of a water cooler joke than an authentic kind of set of rules about how you behave in an organization.
Why do you think Jeff Bezos wants to run his company this way?
I don't know him. I can't speak from personal relationship. I would say that like a lot of entrepreneurs, founder entrepreneurs, Jeff is probably driven by a deeply internalized sense of a desire to be excellent and to matter in the world. And probably this is his canvas on which to pursue excellence in himself and to pursue meaning and mattering in a world where meaning and mattering are hard to come by.
What does that mean for working within that organization? The New York Times had some pretty shocking examples of how mid-level managers treat employees, no sympathy for illnesses or even a death in the family. Is that sustainable?
Well, you know, and I have a lot of respect for the New York Times and their reporting and fact-checking, so I can't gainsay those facts. What I would say is I think there's probably another side to all those stories, and it would be interesting to hear what the other side is. I have total belief that there are people inside Amazon who have used the rules and leadership principles to do things that are not what leadership would have wished or not what even their manager would have wished, because people are people and they're all over the map. I think it's a culture that expects and demands excellence. And I think people that have opted into that culture are people who, for the most part, also like that's what they want in their own lives. An analogy would be, you know, being an athlete is hard at any level, high school, college, you know, professional. People choose to be athletes not because it's easy, but because it fulfills some aspect of who they are, who they want to be, or where they think their skills lie. I think there's a kind of athleticism in business. There are people who really like being smart and challenging themselves and working with challenging colleagues, even if it's not always comfortable. And I would argue that Amazon is trying to build a culture of business athletes and objectively doing it pretty successfully.
Can you maintain that startup culture indefinitely the way Amazon seems to intend to do?
Right. I think it's a general sort of truism about organizations that as they scale, they get less excellent, meaning there's more layers of communication breakdown. The way I describe it is the fight becomes more about the fight on the inside. Should I want to get more of my share of the pie and less about how do I grow the pie for all of us? I would say that from its original sort of design principles, Amazon, whether it's Jeff Bezos or others in his leadership group, have really tried to design an organization that can fight the sclerosis at scale. And they've done this through a very quantitative performance culture where you can see how you're doing relative to the org. It's sort of hard to hide in the culture. The values culture, which is there's a very explicit set of guidelines for how you should behave. And if you aren't behaving, they're quite rigorous about making sure that people are compliant with the values. We bought into the values. And I think the last part is, and this is sort of the most remarkable thing from a business standpoint, is most organizations as they get bigger tend to be about optimizing what they're good at. So they're wringing nickels out of the core engine. Much more than any large organization I've seen, Amazon's willingness to engage in completely new fields of endeavor.
It's just started with books, and now look where they are.
Well, and I think the most exciting example is Amazon Web Services. You know, books is a consumer retail thing. Amazon Web Services is a deeply technical business service for developers.
And just to be clear, tech businesses can buy the computer capacity they would ordinarily – they can rent the computer capacity from Amazon they would ordinarily have to buy at much less expense.
Exactly right. Very different from the book business. And it's now, as Amazon just revealed in its most recent quarterly report, a huge, fast-growing and highly profitable business. So the willingness to take risk in completely divergent vectors from your core business is very unusual for successful companies at scale. And there's failures too. I think the Fire Phone, the desire to become a key player in the global smartphone business, totally out of left field in terms of Amazon's core competencies. It didn't appear to work, at least in its first instance. But the willingness to fail sort of spectacularly in public and to say, yep, that's what we do. We're going to swing, and we're going to swing big, and sometimes we'll hit and sometimes we won't. That's very entrepreneurial thinking. And usually, particularly in professionally managed as opposed to founder-led organizations, you're so worried about getting your bonus or, you know, hitting your quarterly number that you don't take that kind of risk. And the appetite for risk at scale in Amazon is another, for me, a really admirable aspect of the culture that they've built.
Let's look into the future. Do you think they can sustain?
Organizations always struggle as they scale, and particularly there's sort of I don't know if there's an upper bound to the economics of it, but Amazon's market cap is now something like $250 billion. There aren't that many companies in the world more valuable than that. I don't know how much longer that can go on. There is, you know, I don't know what the largest market cap business in the world right now is. It's probably either Apple or Exxon. I think it's like $600 or $700 billion. I'm making that up. So you could argue that Amazon could be two or three times as valuable as it is today before it hits that ceiling. That's a lot of headroom.
That's Chris DeVore, managing director of TechStars. He helps early startups launch in Seattle.